News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Welcome aboard on this Thursday. Weather, there's a change in, but just not yet. 65 and foggy now at our studios. And when we check in with Dr. Bill, he has good news for the weekend for those of us that would like a return to winter. Details coming up in just a second. Right now, let's get the traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Toyota Recovery Traffic Center, we have a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m., so thick fog across the Bayway and the Causeway, less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas. But the good news is a few accidents we've had have been hit runs already. Nothing in the roadways that will slow you down. The 1065 app towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore looking good. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with morning fog, then scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, that guy, Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. Kane's got our traffic. And coming up, it's Bobby Day today.
Yeah, the Trace Bobbies.
Trace Bobbies, Captain Bobby Evrescato.
Roberto's.
Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert all coming up later on this morning on Mobile Mornings. Of course, text lines open for you at 343-0106. A big story is today, one that we mentioned the other day with Quinn Hillier when he was on. He has a story in the Washington Examiner about it, but it's a story that has international bearing, but it also is being heard in a courtroom right here in Mobile. Story of a Mobile businessman who's going to be in federal court hoping to advance his whistleblower case alleging mismanagement and abuse by a government agency that distributes $17 billion in foreign aid in a typical year. Story of Murray Farmer coming up in just a little bit. Also, Bridge Talk is back.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge is back, or kind of the another idea for the bridge. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports.
It was a good day for Alabama yesterday. Mm-hmm. They got their running back. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris coming back for his senior year. And then they beat Auburn. First loss of the year for the Auburn Tigers in basketball last night. And then a bunch of news from LSU. I'll get to it all in sports.
You know who called that? That win for Bama?
Who's that?
That'd be Dalton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did do that. It's tough knowing the future.
Yeah, he called that one the other day. So, yeah, we'll get into that story coming up in just a little bit. First, let's talk about what went down in Washington yesterday. And holy cow, a lot of, do I even dare call it pomp and circumstance or just like a procedural things that were happening here with the impeachment trial now in motion as the articles of impeachment were delivered from the House over to the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye, hear ye. As they came down the hallway with that. By the way, if y'all haven't cut, they physically delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
They did. They slow walked it all the way down the hall. And when Pelosi started speaking yesterday, it reminded me of someone who can't tell a short story. She, you know, long story short, Paul Revere back in.
start off with the construction of the first wheel.
Yeah.
We'll take it through to the impeachment proceedings. More on this from Linda Kenyon from Westwind One.
The vote in the House paves the way for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate to begin within days. In addition, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holds a press conference in the morning to announce the impeachment managers, members of the House who will serve as the prosecutors. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's certain Speaker Pelosi will make good choices.
I have great faith in Speaker Pelosi.
The team is expected to include House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell outlines what will happen after the Senate receives the articles of impeachment.
The Chief Justice coming over and swearing in members of the Senate and some other kind of housekeeping measures. We hope to be able to achieve that by consent, which would set us up to begin the actual trial next Tuesday.
The big question is whether that trial will include witness testimony and documents, including newly released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Senator Schumer says Parnas and Giuliani were involved in activities on behalf of the president that led to Trump's impeachment in the first place.
For a president, any president, to threaten a foreign country with the cutoff of aid unless they interfere in our elections is what the founding fathers felt was one of the worst abuses a president could have.
And when it comes to the addition of witness testimony,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Senator McConnell says if witnesses are allowed, they won't just be Democratic witnesses.
Both sides would want to call witnesses that they wanted to hear from.
Either way, says McConnell, there will be a vote on the matter.
With regard to what witnesses are necessary, we're going to vote on that at the appropriate time.
Senator Schumer says the appropriate time, as announced by McConnell, is backwards.
The Republican leader has designed a schedule for a Senate trial that might have us vote on witnesses and documents after the presentations from both sides have been concluded.
One thing that seems to be off the table is an outright vote to dismiss the charges out of hand. Senator Roy Blunt, a member of the Senate Republican leadership team, says that's not going to happen.
This process needs to be a process where everybody is heard.
And while the president himself has tweeted about a motion to dismiss, Blunt says
that we can't just have a one-sided process that suddenly ends.
With the trial expected to begin in earnest next Tuesday, there's no telling how long it will last. We do know the rules call for the trial to continue 6 days a week until it's done. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting in Baldwin County stemmed from an incident that started in Florida. One person was shot around 8 last night on Highway 90 near Champion Paper Road in Seminole. The victim was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office are both investigating. Opening statements are expected to begin this morning in the trial of a man accused of murdering three family members in Pensacola. Donald Hartung will face a jury for the first time today. Nearly 5 years after the brutal crime, investigators believe a witchcraft ritual was the motive behind the crime. A Mobile police officer injured in the line of duty is still recovering 1 year after a crash. Last year, Officer Clayton Graham was hit by another car on Halls Mill Road near the Spring Creek Bridge. The woman accused of hitting him, Shannon Foreman, faces several charges connected to that crash. You will hear from Officer Graham's family tonight on News 5 at 10. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollars safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Good morning. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, Alabama running back Najee Harris will reportedly return for his senior season with the Crimson Tide. Harris has not officially made his decision public. He did share an Instagram post from quarterback Mac Jones on late Wednesday afternoon that said, "Let's go to work, my brother," with a picture of Mac Jones and Harris together. In three seasons at Alabama, Harris has rushed for 2,377 yards and 20 touchdowns. He also has 356 yards receiving and seven touchdown receptions. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was named the winner of the 2019 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. The award's been given annually to the National Coach of the Year since 1986. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney won the award last season and three of the past 4 years. Orgeron's the first SEC coach to take home the honor since Gus Malzahn back in 2013. It's the first time that Orgeron has won the award. It'll be tough for Coach O to repeat the feat next year. Not only will LSU be without senior quarterback Joe Burrow and their passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who moved into the offensive coordinator role with the Carolina Panthers, but seven Tigers underclassmen have now declared for the NFL draft. Among those who announced on Wednesday that they'll turn pro are the team's leading rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the leading pass catcher, Justin Jefferson, the leading tackler, Jacob Phillips, and the nation's top defensive back, the Jim Thorpe Award winner, Grant Delpit. Center Lloyd Cushenberry III took left tackle Sadiq Charles, and inside linebacker Patrick Queen will also leave early for the NFL. The second leading tackler, safety Jacoby Stevens, and nose tackle Tyler Shelvin announced that they will be returning next season. Video after Monday night's championship game appeared to show former LSU Tiger Odell Beckham Jr. handing out cash to LSU players on the field.
Is that wrong?
That might be a... they might be breaking the rules by doing that, but LSU's Associate Athletic Director Robert Munson said that it was just a joke and that the bills were fake bills. Then on an interview with Barstool Sports' Pardon My Take on Tuesday morning, Tigers Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow said that the cash was not fake.
Did Odell give you money?
I'm not a student-athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
LSU issued a statement Wednesday saying it was aware of the video showing, quote, apparent cash being given to players by Beckham, and that they've been in contact with the NCAA and the SEC. If the money being doled out by Beckham was real, then it would be a violation of NCAA bylaws. Cash is an example of impermissible benefits
you don't say
that are prohibited by the governing body. So LSU could be in a little bit of trouble for that. In SEC basketball, the Alabama Crimson Tide handed the Auburn Tigers their first loss of the season with an 83-64 Tide win on Wednesday night in Tuscaloosa. Alabama took the lead early and never trailed in the game. Auburn turned the ball over 21 times, tying a season high. Alabama point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. scored a game-high 25 points in the win. The Tigers' loss leaves number 7-ranked San Diego State as the nation's last unbeaten team. Up next, Auburn visits Florida and Alabama hosts Missouri on Saturday. South Carolina came back from down 14 to beat number 10-ranked Kentucky 81-78. The Gamecocks' Jermaine Cousinard banked in a last-second three-pointer as time expired.
Cousinard with one, pull up three, good if it goes, he got it, he got it, he got it, Carolina wins, unreal shot by Jermaine Cousinard.
By the way, he's fired up. That wasn't from the Gamecocks radio network, that was on ESPN.
Wow.
SEC ESPN.
Did he get it?
He got it.
He got it.
Kentucky now 12-4 after their first conference loss of the year. Georgia routed Tennessee 80-63. Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 75-55. And great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Executive Vice President David Griffin told reporters Wednesday that Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, is expected to make his debut on January 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Assuming he is cleared by then, which he is not quite yet, our anticipation is he'll play his first game on the 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Williamson hasn't played since undergoing arthroscopic surgery on October 21st to repair a torn right lateral meniscus. It's 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with morning fog, then scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation mission is to improve and protect Alabama's coastal environment through cooperation, education, and participation. Whether you're new to ACF or have been with them for 26 years, sharing your time and financial support of our beautiful coastal areas is critical. If you're not a member, now would be a great time to get involved. For a complete list of upcoming activities and how you can get started, visit joinacf.org.
Good morning, everyone, for the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Right now, no accidents by Mobile Police Department or state troopers, but again, we've got a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Watch your speed as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Make sure you've got your low beams on. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. And let's check in with our friend Katarina Lukatich from News 5 to talk about a story that goes down today in federal court with a Mobile businessman versus whom, Katarina?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Well, he's filing a whistleblower lawsuit against the U.S. government. Now, Murray Farmer, he used to own a contracting business. It was called BRC. And after Hurricane Mitch back in 1998, he was contracted to do work in Honduras after the Category 5 storm hit there. He said he worked there for 3 years. He and his company, they were paid $13 million, but they were $51 million short of what they were actually owed. So he spent 6 years in the federal court system suing Honduras. He got a ruling saying that they owed him the money, but they never paid up. So now he's saying that USAID, which is the government agency for international development, isn't guaranteeing that he's going to be paid, and they're not forcing the Hondurans to pay up. So now he's filing a lawsuit against them.
Yeah, and looking through the story here and the piece that ran last night on News 5, I'm trying to figure out maybe there's something I don't understand, but I haven't been able to find it, and I can't figure out why the United States government is siding with Honduras against an American citizen.
I don't know why, but it sounds like from the brief research that I was doing that because it was all done through the government, that if Honduras doesn't pay up, it's going to fall on the U.S. government's shoulder. So to my understanding, I think the U.S. would have to foot the bill for it eventually if Honduras doesn't pay.
Well, I remember in seeing some of the video that when Peter was talking to Murray Farmer, and he was saying, okay, here's the Honduran president signing the contract. And then he said, here's the U.S. ambassador signing the contract.
Right. And so that's what it's an agreement through the U.S. and Honduras where the U.S. is really sending contractors over there. So the U.S. does have a responsibility in payment, although that money is supposed to come from Honduras. To my understanding, if Honduras doesn't pay, the government would be responsible.
And it's also the allegation there by Mr. Farmer. He rolled out like a huge string of paper there showing all these audits that have been done and search warrants. He said he has been getting harassed by the federal government.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, I guess, to get them to stop. But he's lost, you know, a lot over this. He spent 6 years. He spent over $10 million in legal fees, you know, trying to fight this.
When I saw that in the story, I said, that tells me that he, I mean, obviously you think you have a case and other people have enough faith in you to have $10 million invested in attorneys to try to claw back $53 million. This is it's an unreal story, and his business folded because of that, correct?
Right, yeah, it definitely did. He lost his business because of it. Now he works in real estate, but you have to remember, he did win in U.S. court already. The U.S. courts have already said that the Honduran government has to pay him, but he still has not seen a dime of that money.
But now he's in federal court, and our government is wanting to dismiss the case, even though there's a ruling in a U.S. court that says he's right.
Right, yeah. So the U.S. government today wants to throw out the case. That's what the hearing is for this morning.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's very convoluted and nuts.
It is, and I know there's been I think Mr. Farmer had asked people to come down to support him at the courthouse today.
Yeah, so it's going to be at the federal courthouse. That's the one on St. Joseph Street, the new courthouse. The hearing is set for 10 o'clock this morning.
All right. Well, we'll get more from y'all today and find out what happens in that courtroom. Katarina, thank you for the update.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
As always, Katarina Lukatich, great News 5. This story first came, remember Quinn talking about it with us, Dalton? And I sat there, and when I first saw the headline, I was like, hey, U.S., Honduras, what is it? And then Quinn said, look down on the story. This is a Mobile guy. And I read through this story. Y'all, I keep thinking, just there's something that I haven't been told, some piece of information I don't have. But, as Katarina said, a court has already decided in favor of Mr. Farmer on this case. A U.S. court has already decided the Honduran government owes him the money. Now our government is the adversarial party in this suit this morning, not the Honduran government, trying to have Murray Farmer's suit thrown out. I mean, there may be some big smoking gun piece of information that I haven't seen yet, but as I've seen the story, I think this is a big miscarriage of justice.
I do, too. If the facts are what we've seen so far, this is awful. He said,
Imagine losing your business. You did right. You lose your business.
He said, I trust my government. At least I used to trust my government.
Wow. We'll keep our eyes on this story and talk more about it later on in the show. Check in with News 5 right now, then Dr. Bill's on the way.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Three people are safe after their boat caught on fire off the coast of Dolphin Island. The Coast Guard found the three holding onto a life raft in the water after escaping the burning boat. All three people are expected to be okay. This happened around 6 o'clock last night. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz confirms 12 of the 21 Saudi nationals expelled from the U.S. studied at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The Saudi military students were expelled after an investigation into the deadly mass shooting at NAS Pensacola. Some trainees reportedly posted jihadist or anti-American messages on social media, while others were accused of having child pornography. A new business in Pensacola is giving people a way to vent their frustration while having some fun. Grizzly Axes has now opened the Den of Destruction. The Rage Room lets you break things. You do have to wear protective gear and sign a waiver. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
House impeachment managers will begin reading the articles of impeachment against President Trump on the floor of the Senate at noon Eastern Time, followed by the swearing-in of Chief Justice John Roberts as presiding official, and then all 100 senators taking an oath to be impartial. While the ceremonies play out, Lev Parnas, the indicted associate of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, is on cable television saying there was no real concern about corruption when he told Ukraine's president he would lose American aid if he didn't announce an investigation into Joe Biden.
I don't know if my Vice President know everything we were doing. I'm sure he was.
But he knew he was about a quid pro quo.
Well, of course, he knew. Everybody knew. Everybody that was close to Trump knew that this was a thorn in the side and this was a serious situation.
A United Airlines jetliner heading for Los Angeles returned to New York's Newark Liberty International Airport this morning after flames were seen near a wing. United said the plane did land safely, and now they're working to get the passengers to L.A. Stock futures showing gains. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Two of Hollywood's biggest studios are proposing to combine their North American home entertainment operations, the latest sign of weakness in a segment that was once the strength of the movie and TV businesses. Comcast's Universal Pictures and AT&T's Warner Brothers aim to form a joint venture tasked with distributing DVDs and Blu-ray discs in the U.S. and Canada. The proposed deal, which is subject to regulatory approval, would include new and old movie titles along with TV programming. Harrah's Reno Hotel and Casino will close after Caesars Entertainment said it agreed to sell the property for $50 million to a real estate developer, which will turn it into a non-gambling resort. With consumers less interested in traditional casino gambling, operators have been forced to invest in different business segments such as entertainment, meetings, conventions, and expanded sports betting. Crude oil trading at $57.94 a barrel on Wall Street futures are modestly higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Point out that we can hear outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios the sound of the mowers and the weed eaters going as the yard crews here are getting started early. Checking with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams to talk about the fact that we got yard crews working here at the station in January. It's been warm.
Yeah, you know, we tied a record yesterday. Got up to 78 degrees, tying a record that was set several years ago. And so very, very, very warm air all along the Gulf Coast. And we're going to see another warm day today, getting up into the mid-70s. And but we have some dense fog around this morning, so be careful heading out there, particularly if you're going over the Bayway or the Causeway. And we will see a few scattered showers today. Don't expect much in the way of rainfall, but skies will be mostly cloudy. May see a little bit of sunshine now and then. There is a cold front that is located over central Alabama, central portion of Mississippi, and it will be moving through and will give us slightly cooler weather tomorrow, but not much. It's sort of the leading edge of a big, massive cold air that's up over the northern states right now. And the leading edge of that is through central Alabama, but the real cold, cold air is not till you get up around Missouri and into Kentucky. That's going to get down here, and it'll occur over the weekend. So tonight will be cloudy. I expect a low in the low 50s, and then tomorrow, as I mentioned, a little bit cooler. It'll be mostly cloudy and a high in the upper 60s. Then on Saturday, a big storm system will move out of the northern Rockies, and that's going to help bring all that cold air down to the Gulf Coast. And so Saturday, we're going to warm back up around 72 degrees with a good chance of showers. Don't expect any severe weather at this time, but mainly showers. And then that cold front, Arctic front, will move on through the area late in the day. And we're in for some cold weather for Sunday and the beginning of next week. The rain will move out Saturday evening, and Sunday will be mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, only in the mid-50s for Sunday afternoon. Sunday night, we get down into the mid-30s. And then on Monday, mostly sunny. That sounds good. Temperatures, though, only in the low 50s. And then Monday night, upper 20s here in the city. Means that some areas will, in outlying areas, will get into the mid-20s. And looks like Tuesday, another cold day. Sunny skies, upper 40s. And then I expect a light freeze for Tuesday night. So we're going to be in for freezing temperatures for Monday night and Tuesday night.
It's like the coldest temperatures we've had since November.
Yeah.
We had that November
cold. It's
been
a while, yeah. And we're getting accustomed to these nice warm temperatures, but we're in for a big change, and that change really won't occur until, really Sunday. It'll start to move in Saturday night.
All right, so often we have these events happen in February. I call it the azalea bud trap, where we have some warm days, maybe weeks of warm weather, and then we get a cold snap just in time to kill those little blossoms. So it looks like we have a set back the clock, at least for the growing things coming up on Monday night into Tuesday night.
Yeah, this should put a halt to it for a while, and it's going to stay below normal probably through Wednesday, and then we'll begin to warm up a bit late in the week. But watch out for those temperatures, certainly for Monday night as we get into the upper 20s here in the city.
Yeah, I was looking at a lot of stories out over the last week or so, talking about the warmest years and warmest 5 years on record and all that. If people want to compare what it's been or what it could be going forward and backwards here for temperatures in Mobile, we can do our own study in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, because you got high temps, low temps, all that kind of stuff.
All kinds of records that you'll find in the almanac, and it's free, and you'll find copies here in Mobile at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. And there are also copies at Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and if you're out a little more into West Mobile to Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore, we do have copies in the Fairhope area. It's the Autocraft Collision Center, and also Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. And over in the Central, Baldwin County at Robertsdale Power Equipment. And you can always pick up copies right here at studios at 106.5 or the studios at Fox 10.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and your forecast. And look forward to the weekend. You and I went through it yesterday. I'm actually looking forward to a little bit of cold weather coming back.
Me too. Oh, I love it. And I love it because it's not too harsh. I mean, we get, in the 20s or 30s a few times a year, but it's the heat that wears on me after a while. I love a hot day, but when it's day after day during the summer, it kind of wears you down a little bit.
So, I mean, we know that's coming, so let's enjoy a little bit of winter while we can. We'll get traffic with Kane coming up next.
It's all about you. Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 just an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. State troopers are on the scene of an accident at McDonald Road right for the Waffle House just north of I-10 without injuries. Mobile Police Department are clear, but again, we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. It's a pretty thick fog, about a half-mile visibility in some areas, so be careful. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting, and remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, and it's a Thursday. It's good news. That means Captain Bobby Abrascato just a little over an hour away with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, plus Robert Kennedy Jr. Joins us in studio, and Rob Holbert from Land Yap coming up in just about an hour and a half. And remember, you can get the podcast of this show, midday show, how about 40 some odd hours a week of live local programming. You want to go back and listen to an interview again, or you didn't get to catch it, or you want to share it with a friend, anything like that, you can go and get it a la carte when you go to fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast and go through the show by day, by hour, and get that podcast. Better yet, though, is to subscribe.
Yeah, and plenty of places for you to subscribe to the podcast. You got iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, now on Deezer. And yesterday I made sure that CastBox.fm, which apparently a lot of listeners use, CastBox now has the podcast also. So we're everywhere.
All right, yes. If there's a podcast platform you're using, most likely we're on there.
And by the way, if you're on Twitter, follow at FM Talk Pods. Pods, short for podcast, because there's only so many characters they allow. Right. But every single hour that's posted will go through that, and you don't even have to leave Twitter. You can listen to it right there on the page.
All right. Yeah, great work, and y'all check it out. Make sure to get subscribed, and do subscribe to that Twitter feed as well. Well, it's called Phase 1 with no assurance when Phase 2 will be ready, but China and the United States signed a partial trade agreement at the White House yesterday, and Bob Constantini has more.
200 American and Chinese business leaders and media filling the East Room for the Phase 1 signing, pulling the U.S. and China back, de-escalating the trade war.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade.
China says it will be buying more American goods and ag products under this partial agreement. Even if many issues are left unfinished, Wall Street has been pleased that some tariffs have been rolled back by both countries and new tariffs set to go into effect a month ago were avoided. Ahead of the ceremony on CNBC, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin revealing that China has agreed to create new rules to avoid theft of American intellectual property, but much of it TBD in the so-called Phase 2.
A very significant amount of the technology issues are in Phase 1. There are certain areas of other services away from financial services that will be in Phase 2. There's certain additional cybersecurity issues that will be in Phase 2.
China says it will be buying more American goods and ag products under this partial agreement. The official Chinese delegation was relatively small, led by Vice Premier Liu He, and Beijing maintains it will try to achieve certain American import goals.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The National Association of Manufacturers is blessing the initial agreement, having previously argued against tariffs that increased parts from China. Farmers for Free Trade issuing a statement referencing past promises. We were told Mexico would make massive ag purchases from the U.S. and that the EU would make huge purchases of U.S. ag products. Neither of those promises were fulfilled. Now we're being told that China will double the level of its historic purchases. Needless to say, there is a healthy skepticism. One major aspect being promoted by U.S. officials, Phase 1 talks about punishment if China does not abide by rules in whatever comes in the long run, letting the U.S. act instead of waiting for the World Trade Organization to make a ruling. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Hi, I'm Alec Naiman with Naiman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naiman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naiman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naimanscatering.com and let Naiman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting in Baldwin County stemmed from an incident that started in Florida. One person was shot around 8 last night on Highway 90 near Champion Paper Road in Seminole. The victim was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office are both investigating. Opening statements are expected to begin this morning in the trial of a man accused of murdering three family members in Pensacola. Donald Hartung will face a jury for the first time today. Nearly 5 years after the brutal crime, investigators believe a witchcraft ritual was the motive behind the crime. A Mobile police officer injured in the line of duty is still recovering 1 year after a crash. Last year, Officer Clayton Graham was hit by another car on Halls Mill Road near the Spring Creek Bridge. The woman accused of hitting him, Shannon Foreman, faces several charges connected to that crash. You will hear from Officer Graham's family tonight on News 5 at 10. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
Got a traffic report from the text feed here. Bad wreck with a school bus on Government Street at Ann. According to the texter, it's in front of Griffin's service station. Looks like all the kids are okay. They are evacuated. The other car is in bad shape. And texter adds, looks like fog could have been a factor. Mm-hmm. So some traffic information there on our text feed. If you see any wrecks or anything of the nature that might be slowing down traffic this morning, feel free to give us a text, 251-343-0106. 6:49, time for sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football news, Alabama running back Najee Harris will reportedly return for his senior season with the Crimson Tide. Harris has not officially made his decision public. Bama Online reported it yesterday, and also Harris reposted an Instagram post from quarterback Mac Jones that said, "Let's go to work, my brother," implying that Harris will be back next season. In three seasons at Alabama, Harris has rushed for over 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. He also has 356 yards receiving and 7 touchdown receptions. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was named the winner of the 2019 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. That award's been given annually to the National Coach of the Year since 1986. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney won the award last season, and three of the past 4 years, Orgeron, the first SEC coach to take home the honor since Gus Malzahn back in 2013. It's the first time that Orgeron has won the award. And it'll be tough for Coach O to repeat that feat next year. Not only will LSU be without senior quarterback Joe Burrow and their passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who moved into the NFL with the Carolina Panthers, but seven Tigers underclassmen have now declared for the NFL draft. Among those who announced yesterday that they will turn pro are the team's leading rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the leading pass catcher, Justin Jefferson, leading tackler, Jacob Phillips, and the Jim Thorpe Award winner for nation's top defensive back, Grant Delpit. Center Lloyd Cushenberry III, left tackle Sadiq Charles, and inside linebacker Patrick Queen will also leave early for the NFL. The second leading tackler, safety Jacoby Stevens, and nose tackle Tyler Shelvin announced that they would be returning to LSU. Video after Monday night's championship game appeared to show former LSU Tiger Odell Beckham Jr. handing out cash to LSU players on the field. When LSU Associate Athletic Director Robert Munson was asked about it on Tuesday night, he said it was a joke. The bills were fake bills. But on an interview with Barstool Sports' Pardon My Take on Tuesday morning, Tigers Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow said that the cash was not fake.
Did Odell give you money?
Yeah, I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
LSU issued a statement Wednesday saying it was aware of the video showing, quote, apparent cash being given to players by Beckham, and that LSU had been in contact with the NCAA and the SEC. If the money that was doled out by Beckham was real, as Burrow said on Tuesday, it would be a violation of NCAA bylaws, cash, an example of impermissible benefits that are prohibited by the NCAA. In SEC basketball, the Alabama Crimson Tide handed the Auburn Tigers their first loss of the season with an 83-64 tied win on Wednesday night in Tuscaloosa. Alabama took the lead early and never trailed in the game. Auburn turned the ball over 21 times. Alabama point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. scored a game-high 25 points in the win, and that Tigers loss leaves number 7-ranked San Diego State as the nation's last unbeaten team. South Carolina came back from down 14 points to beat number 10 Kentucky 81-78. The Gamecocks' Jermaine Cousinard banked in a last-second three-pointer as time expired.
Cousinard with one, pull up three, good if it goes, he got it, he got it, he got it, Carolina wins, unreal shot by Jermaine Cousinard.
Fired up announcer on the SEC network.
A little bit.
Kentucky now 12-4 after its first conference loss of the year. Georgia routed Tennessee 80-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 75-55. And great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Executive Vice President David Griffin told reporters Wednesday that Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, is now expected to make his debut January 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Assuming he is cleared by then, which he is not quite yet, our anticipation is he'll play his first game on the 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Williamson has not played since undergoing arthroscopic surgery on October 21st to repair a torn right lateral meniscus. It's 6:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And on the way, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction announcements. Run through some of the bands here on this.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pinson Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. It's going to be hard to see that sunrise this morning with the dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. It's really thick across the Bayway, also near the 1065 split heading northbound. Good news is Mobile Police Department are clear, and state troopers are wrapping up the accident at McDonald Road right in front of the Waffle House. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits or if you owe additional taxes at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with morning fog, then scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 655, FM Talk 1065, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, an hour away from Captain Bobby Averscotto and the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, plus Robert Kennedy Jr., Rob Holbert, all on the way. Text lines open for you at 343-0106. I saw this and some big complaints out around the class of 2020 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, cool. T-Rex and the Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls.
Very cool.
That is the class of 2020. But this is what's weird. So it seems like every year people complain about who's getting inducted or not inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Dave Matthews Band, DMB, y'all, which won the fan vote, okay, the fan vote for who to induct, did not make the cut.
Hmm. Weird.
So the fans wanted Dave Matthews Band, and they didn't let them in at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Third place, the Doobie Brothers were the only act in the fans' top five. So the fans' top five only had one of the bands nominated in the class of 2020.
Well, that's because the voters clearly know more than the people, right?
Yeah,
that's how we saw it with the Time Person of the Year,
yep,
and several things where whoever the governing voting body is, they always know more than the regular person.
Yeah, so I mean, as for the actual inductees, Whitney Houston came in sixth in the fan vote. Depeche Mode was seventh. Nine Inch Nails, T-Rex, and Notorious B.I.G. came in 11th, 12th, and 13th out of 16 nominees. And for what it's worth, there shouldn't be much reunion drama this year. Doobie Brothers are already touring with Michael McDonald again, which is good. I like Doobies before and post, you know, and I like Michael McDonald on its own, and so that's good. But I mean, it's not that I have a problem with the bands named here. I think they're all worthy of it. But if the fans had selected a bunch of other people, like fans want to see Pat Benatar, Soundgarden, Judas Priest in the list, and it didn't make the cut, so I don't know.
There's always next year.
Yeah, Dave Matthews Band. Make the cut. All right, coming back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings. Stay close. News is next.